Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Winnipeg Bobcats won last night.
Nice.
5-2.
Woo!
Drew!
Good morning, Bobcat Nation. It's a beautiful day in Hamden, Connecticut, and down here in Tampa, Florida. Bobcat Nation is celebrating a big win last night over Michigan, 5-2. Slayed a big giant last night,
mm-hmm.
And now we got to face another giant on Saturday in the University of Minnesota in the national title game.
Wow.
Very exciting.
It's funny, those two, you know, Michigan, Minnesota, known for hockey.
Yeah, it's always cold over there.
They make hockey players there.
Yeah, big frozen
it's
lakes.
It's like there are hockey factories.
Yes, they are.
They build hockey players there.
Yep.
I mean, between the two schools, there's about 12 or 13 national championships. So there's rich history for those two schools. And for, you know, to see Quinnipiac, a program that has never won a title before, beat a team like Michigan last night was a really exciting thing to see. And now they have a chance to, you know, take down another beast in Minnesota on Saturday.
Nice.
So
it'd be like beating Duke in the Final Four and then having to beat Kentucky in the national championship game of basketball. Like these schools just are always competitive, always good, turning out pros constantly.
Yeah. We talked to the coach yesterday, and he sounded optimistic, but
yes.
He also was his feet were on the ground, and he was well-placed in reality.
Yeah, like, which is a good way to be.
Yeah. And look at where they are today.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Awesome.
I know who they are, and
keep
I know who we are.
Keep it up.
Well, these guys had a chip on their shoulder because last year Michigan eliminated us in the regional final. So these guys wanted this game really bad to beat these guys finally,
payback.
And they did it.
Yep.
How would you say the crowd was? What was the crowd makeup?
So it was about 20,000, a sellout crowd last night at Amalie Arena. Obviously, you know, Minnesota and Michigan, they travel well. So big chunk of the crowd were, because Minnesota had the earlier game, so a lot of their fans. We had a nice contingent of Quinnipiac fans that made the trip down. So it was, and after the game was really fun, because all the Quinnipiac fans, as they were leaving the arena, were out in the plaza in front of the arena, just chanting, "Let's go Bobcats," and just celebrating, high five. And it was just such a great, great atmosphere. In fact, I was hesitant to start cheering because I didn't want to lose my voice for this morning.
Okay. That's smart thinking, though. You're smart. That's good.
So I had that in mind last night.
Just so you know.
Save my voice for tomorrow.
Drew is one of the most pleasant people in this building.
It's true.
Probably all of radio.
Yep.
And there are rumors of some people seeing him upset through the last, 20-plus years.
Right. No hard evidence ever.
There's
small
no
silent,
really hard evidence.
Like Bigfoot, you know?
And then one night, I'm watching Netflix documentary on the Danbury Trashers, and I see a person who couldn't be Drew, but looks exactly like Drew, screaming what sounded like, I don't know, not death threats, but close.
Body bag? I think it was body bag.
Wow.
Oh, my God, that is Drew.
Wow.
It's funny, on the flight down, I was wearing my Danbury Trashers hat.
Yeah.
And a couple people stopped me, and they were like, "Hey, that's a nice hat. Did you see the movie?" And I said,
"I am the movie.
See it. I'm in it."
I am the movie.
I am the movie.
That'll shut him up.
Yeah. It's wild. Well.
So we're hoping Quinnipiac can win and on Saturday and bring home Connecticut's second title.
Keep it rolling.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really cool to see. Really be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Have we ever had that happen
That'd
before?
Be nice.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's ever happened.
We've had the men's basketball team and the women's basketball team both win in the same year, and I don't believe any other programs accomplished that.
That's been a while.
So we have
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we do.
Man. Well, I'm really, if you ever go see the Bobcats, you'll get it. You'll get the fever.
Yep.
Man, one away. All right,
one
Drew.
Away, and the game's tomorrow at 8 o'clock on ESPN2, so watch, cheer, and let's bring home a trophy.
Let's do it!
So you'll be on an airplane on Easter?
I didn't plan this right because I got a 10 o'clock flight on Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
So should we win, I got to go right to bed and hop on an early flight on Sunday. So right. I wish I'd planned it where I had a later flight, but it is what it is.
No, just be one of those people with one shoe and like a Viking helmet reeking of booze
through the walk of shame.
So, yeah. Let's go Bobcats. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You're going to be the person no one wants to sit next to.
Right.
You get the whole row to yourself, sir.
Yeah. All right, Drew. Keep us posted.
Yeah, man.
Will do.
All right,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love that guy.
He's awesome.
Man. What do you tell those kids if they're about to go up against a giant like that?
They know who they are. They think they've already won. Just let's prove them wrong for minute one.
Let's surprise them, yeah.
You know what I would do?
What?
I would play, I would say, all right, tonight I want you to watch this movie with Kurt Russell in it.
I guarantee you the
Mighty
watch
Ducks
this movie.
I know you've seen it.
Right. I show them Slapshot. Notice what the Hanson brothers do.
I never played hockey in my life.
Yeah.
And when I watched that movie, I wanted to play hockey and I wanted to go out and beat the Russians.
Right.
It was really like so motivating.
No.
Yeah.
You want to beat them. You don't want to do all the work it takes to get them.
No, yeah, I don't want
all the skating back and forth.
That whole
rehearsal.
Yeah, no. You're like 2 years old, like right. on skates.
Right.
You know?
Your whole lifetime thing. Yeah.
Travel team. I mean, you think about what the families have gone through to get to this point where their kid is playing.
Yeah.
In the championship game.
Yeah, what instant gratification.
Yeah.
A lot of hockey practices usually happen at 5 a.m. That's when they have the ice open for hockey players practice. Because the games happen later on. So it's a very early wake-up call usually.
Wow.
Jennifer and I go to this restaurant. They had this waiter there. And he had a really good day job. And he waitered because his kid was hockey road team. So it was inexpensive.
Really?
Expensive life.
Wow.
And a lot of time.
A lot of time.
Big time commitment.
I love that sport, though.
I can't ice skate, so we're good.
Yeah. Matt Heath, comedian's in studio Friday the 28th. He's at the Hive in New Britain. Were you a teacher at one point?
I still am. I'm a substitute teacher.
Nice.
Today was a great day to have me on because it's Good Friday. I got the day off.
Oh.
Today was good for him.
What grade do you teach?
Well, I'm right now I'm a substitute, and
so does that mean they'll just call you for anything?
Yeah. So I'm the building sub. The last couple days I've been a piano teacher, which isn't really my strong suit.
You play piano?
Oh, no,
that's wild. Do you even play piano?
No. Oh. So really, I've just been sitting in a room with a bunch of kids and pianos.
Listen to scales.
Yeah. You know, my degree is in English, and I think I've been confusing the administration because I've been walking around reading the book A Beautiful Mind, and they're like, let's put this guy in some math classes.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been working out either.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
Well, you must be a very patient person.
Seriously, yeah. Especially piano teaching, forget about it. That's such a boring, boring thing.
Oh, that's bad piano playing. You're not listening to Billy Joel play piano.
Right.
It's not entertaining at this point.
It's all kids playing chopsticks and heart and soul.
And what's the first song? You don't know anything about piano.
No, they just threw me into that class. So
what do? You just say, just keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to be over here.
I'll be over here.
I got a comedy show. I'm going to be writing jokes on you guys.
No.
Just keep playing.
The good thing is they had headphones to plug into the keyboard, so I don't actually have to hear them.
Oh, nice.
Playing.
You just got to make sure they don't escape.
Yeah, my wife wants to learn how to play an instrument. I'm like, no.
Tuba.
No.
There are no female tuba players.
No.
That'd be awesome.
It's a long, brutal trip.
Right. That's true. You don't want violin. Oh, that'll make your teeth pop out. Yeah, no.
I have to say I really feel for music teachers because it is exhausting listening to kids play instruments.
Oh, especially the recorder.
and it's like...
That's a tough one, man. Yeah. It seems so simple, so like I know why they give it to little kids, but yeah. That is not a pleasant sound when it is not played well.
And who goes pro with a recorder?
Nobody.
When's the last time you bought an album from someone, so-and-so plays the recorder?
Yeah, you're doing it for the love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And blame the reed.
I remember thinking I wanted to play guitar. My dad got me a guitar.
Yeah.
I started, went to one lesson. I'm like, yeah, this ain't for me.
No.
It's Give tedious. Me a drum set. I just smash stuff.
Just pound things. Yeah, right. Exactly.
That I can do.
Right.
Yep. Great for aggression.
Tuba's tough.
Yeah.
We can't go to a party. Hey.
Right.
I got my tuba in the trunk if right. you want. Oh. I can grab it.
We were hoping. We were hoping.
You know, if you guys want to hear me play the tuba,
right.
unless you play along.
Yeah, unless you're launching flames out of it, then I'll watch.
Right, if you're blowing stuff out of it.
Right, like big bubbles.
Mm. Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be cool.
I feel like that's on YouTube somewhere, yeah. right? Someone's tried
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Oh, have Jennifer learn the, what is it, the bagpipe.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, my friend's got her a tambourine.
A tambourine.
Okay. There's no quiet tambourine.
No, is that a knock not. On her musical yeah. talent?
Yeah.
It's a good place to start.
You play off your wrist or your hip, one of the two.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, and you just
shake,
listen
bang.
To the snare drum.
Right. Yeah.
Start there.
Ooh, get her a harmonica.
Harmonica.
Have her play the cowbell.
Yeah, all noisy.
Yep.
You know, I kind of lucked out in that department. My girlfriend at home, she's actually also a comic, Quinn Tran, but she's very talented at the guitar. So, you know, when I'm at home, just her just picking away, it's like she's actually musically talented, which
nice.
I'm thankful for.
What does she play?
She plays guitar.
Guitar.
No, I know, but like what?
Well,
what
you kind know, of music? Like, she like a lot of rock covers, you know?
Like Steve Vai types of like...
That's pretty advanced. Yeah.
Nothing, mostly rudimentary stuff, but, okay. You know, she doesn't really like going shred, but, like...
That'd be cool.
You know, she likes to, like, follow along.
How long have you been going out?
We've been together 8 months now.
8 months.
Yeah.
8 months of guitar.
We just signed a lease together about 3 months
ago. Oh, it's getting serious.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Next little cat.
Well, you know what's interesting about once you sign a lease together with somebody, I feel like
they bail out.
They no, I feel like
AJ.
That's when they just start like flatulating more. I feel like, this is,
yes.
like once you're locked
they're
into
comfortable, yeah.
Once you're locked into that lease, you know, right. it's like they
you're
feel comfortable enough to just
tied together.
Let yeah, them so, rip, you know.
Yeah, you find out she plays tuba too.
Out of her ass. Hey, who's playing the bass line on that song?
You hear that? It's like a foghorn. What was that?
Ryan and Milford.
Yeah, what about when the aunt buys the little nephew a drum set?
Yeah.
Yes.
The aunt.
She yeah, never right. has to be there to listen to it, but the parents do.
Yep.
Yeah. I had a lot of that when young Chaz was just, you know, toddler.
Yeah.
People would give him the, like, noisiest fire truck for Christmas.
Or
and
cymbals.
Then they just smile at you when he pulls it out and right. presses one button, and there's, like, 18 different sirens. And
isn't
and
that fun?
Yeah. That sounds great.
Oh, look, cymbals.
They walk out of your house backwards, eye contact with you.
Good luck.
Underwear stories.
Yes, we all have.
It's a big umbrella.
Yes, it is.
Not your underwear.
No. I was going to say, I got a big ass.
So underwear stories.
Underwears.
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 How did this all start?
How
We're
do you
standing
know?
There. About to do the interview with Shinedown yesterday at Little Pub.
Uh-huh.
Mics are being set up and all this. And Zach, the guitar player, says, I'm wearing boxer briefs if anyone's interested.
Right. No one asked.
And then he said, Saks. And Keith yells out, Saks Fifth Avenue or Saks off?
Off, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, how does it? What, I like, don't even
it was
think
like
of
a,
these
it was
things.
Like a, it's like a trigger went off and boss Keith went, oh, okay.
Right.
Like, what the hell's going on? I'm standing like, what the hell's going on here?
Right.
It seemed like a joke, and Keith had, like, serious follow-ups to it. And
oh
he was
God.
Like, I was not prepared for anyone to continue asking questions.
Yes. Nobody got to something. It wasn't even Saks Fifth Avenue.
No, it wasn't.
The brand. It was some other Saks. Like,
S-A-X-X.
Yeah.
So now you see a whole, like, army of people that are, like, record label and band people and radio people.
Confused radio hosts.
All of a sudden, they all go to their phones. There's a surge in this type of underwear search on Google.
I'm just staring at my Mac. I'm going, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, we're all looking up underwear now.
What the hell's going on here?
We've had 22 devices log on simultaneously.
Like, are we still doing the interview?
So the interview starts. I ask Brent about Planet Zero, the new album, being a conceptual album. Uh-huh. And it becomes a very serious answer. And I'm like, wow, we were just having so much fun, like, before we started the interview. I'm going to go back to what we're talking about.
Our boss wanted to know what kind of underwear you were wearing, Zach.
Sex underwear. Shout
He's looking
sex.
It up right now.
They do not endorse me, but hopefully now. We'll see.
And is this the company that invented the...
ballpark pouch, man. Okay, you separate the...
ballpark.
It's not really... I know you guys are talking about separating the two things from each other. You're more separating...
Viral in yep. three, two...
You're separating the three things from right. your legs right. is what right. you're doing. And if you're a man and you've ever sweat...
So they all stay together.
Everything right. stays together.
All of them stay together.
Yeah,
they're
riding
just
the
not
same
on the
car.
Yeah,
they're just not okay. rubbing the lanes with your legs.
It's a big ship.
Yeah. They call it Batwing.
Big, big ship.
It's a big ship.
It's Batwing free, basically.
Batwing
free.
Wing free.
I did not know that phrase was going to come up in an interview.
Well, you kind of brought it there.
Batwing free.
Ballpark pouch.
Right. It just sounds like something you hold your gum in or like you're chewing tobacco.
So I thought you put your beans in that. It's like a bean sack.
Yeah.
Like there was, it separates the bean in the... So
a lot of logistical questions.
So it's kind of like a sock for your sack.
That's what I thought. So I thought that it took the beans in one place.
Right, yeah.
Had a place for the bat.
Right, yeah, like little separate compartments. It's not? I didn't look. I was afraid to look.
No, we were talking about it before the interview, and I said, doesn't it seem weird to separate your beans and your...
It would feel weird. Like walking
their entire lives, they've been together, and
exactly
then you're
right.
separating them, and I think they would be like, hey, wait.
Little isolation booths.
I miss my brothers.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys, do you wear underwear with swim trunks when you wear your swim trunks?
No.
I do. I don't like the feeling of inner netting.
Hate the netting.
I hate it too.
I either cut it out entirely, try to find one that doesn't have it, or yes, I will wear underwear in between if I can't do either of those.
Yeah. I like pretending I'm a fish.
Wait. Are we talking about swimming?
Swimming.
Nah, I don't wear the underwear.
No. Yeah,
I can't have the netting drives me insane.
I used to wear the underwears with the shorts all the time, and then I remember jumping in someone's pool, and the subject came up, and someone looked at me and said, "You're wearing your underwear right now?"
Yeah, your fart filters.
In it. That's right. And I felt ashamed. Like, I just ruined the pool water.
Yes, you did.
No, well, did you shower before you got in the pool?
We drained the pool.
It's not like you peed in the pool. In the pool.
Right. It's like, hey, there's other stuff in here.
Yeah, which has skin marks.
That damaged me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. No,
you're supposed to shower before you get into a pool. 0% of the population does that.
I'm just saying that I do not wear underwears with the swim trunks. No.
No.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
I will continue to do so. I hate that net.
Yeah. Mm. I like to feel like the other...
Get
like,
that net out of there.
Like, you ever see, like, onions? They have that bag.
That's not far off, AJ.
Wow. That's a visual right there.
It works. It's not far off.
You only got two onions, but what the hell?
Doug in Enfield.
It's a buddy of mine's story. We're down in Cancun, a guy's weekend, and he drank some of the water while we were down there.
Oh, no.
It was coming out of both ends of him, all over the bathroom, all over the bedroom. We get home from Cancun a week and a half later, and we're all unpacking and stuff like that. He literally pulls out this plastic bag. We're like, oh, what's that? He opens up the bag outside and dumps it out, and it's the underwear he had on when he started having the accident.
Garbage can in Cancun. The word can is in the name. Cancun.
That is great point. He brought it all the way back.
Yeah. Why? That's like a biological disaster.
He's like, those are Calvin Klein. I paid $60 for those. I'm
no, they're gone
them.
Now.
I'm like,
they're trash.
Trust me, just wipe your ass with the money.
They're trash now.
Yes.
Even worse is 3 years later, we caught him wearing them.
And so he only had one pair of Calvin Klein. So when you saw him with them, you're like, those?
Yeah. The duty
Cancun duties.
Would you have caught him wearing them?
Well, he just bent over and you could see him. It's like, dude, really?
You got to learn to look away. You gotta
look away. Like, those got to go.
Yeah, no.
Goodbye.
Yeah, once became a filter for that, like, no.
The whole hotel room was the toilet.
Trust me. Jesus. You just leave those in Mexico. Yeah.
Well, you guys are good friends.
Yes,
you let them live and come back with you.
Yep.
Oh, we don't let them live it down, though.
Good.
Yeah, you also steer them away from the good furniture.
$60 for one pair? They must be nice, though. They must be nice.
Calvin Klein boxers.
I didn't pay $60 for a whole packet.
No, I don't think I would either.
Yeah, no, it's underwears.
I don't even think I'd pay that for an outfit.
Seriously.
The truth. Thank you, Doug. Jeff and Shelton.
Yo. You got to wear a Speedo underneath your bathing suit.
You don't have to. Why?
Interesting.
You gotta keep everything together.
Well, yeah, so that's why it's got the meshy thing. That keeps everything together.
Nah, the mesh doesn't work. Well, you gotta wear a Speedo. Speedo's the best way to go under a bathing suit.
Yeah. Under a bathing suit.
Under the bathing suit.
I'd be afraid that I would jump in and something gets caught or the suit comes off and then there I am in a Speedo.
A banana hammock.
It's no good look.
Yep.
It's not a good look.
Well, yes. It's better than having mesh hanging out.
So how many Speedos do you have?
Well, I definitely got a couple and definitely wear them under a bathing suit.
Good to know. And
that back strip, that goes right up there, though, doesn't it?
Well, it's a thong, right? You breathing too hard?
No, regular Speedo. It's like swimming underwear, but it's
like Michael Phelps wears.
You know, for
like
some reason, I don't know why, when I hear Speedo, I think of that, like, it's
the
like,
yes.
I don't know why I think that.
Yeah. I don't know why. I'd love to help you out, but
sorry,
no
I'm looking at you when I say that.
I have
like,
no idea why.
Like, you taught me that.
I'm going to look this way.
At a certain age, you can't wear those.
Well, it's a good idea. It's a good idea.
At a certain age, you can't wear them.
Not for me, but a good idea.
All right, guys.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
thanks
it, Jeff
revealing.
And Shelton. Have a great weekend, my
man.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It was early in our show's career.
Oh, no.
On Long Island, I used to go pick up the newspapers before I went to the radio station. So we didn't have the internet really. It wasn't as blown up back then.
Mm.
So I went to go pick up the newspaper, 7-Eleven in Medford, Long Island. I'm half asleep as always. I haven't had no coffee yet. I walk in to buy the newspapers. I come out to my car. I just sat down in my car now in the 7-Eleven parking lot. There were two officers, police officers, getting coffee as well. So they're getting coffee. They're at the counter. The guy behind the counter. I get to my car, and all of a sudden, I just hear someone yelling, holding a pair of underwear, blue boxer brief underwears. Apparently, when you do the wash, the static cling. Apparently, one of my pairs of underwear was in my pant leg, stuck inside. And as I walked, it just came flying out. And it landed right there, right next to the police officers. So I'm like, oh, I'm just put my head down. I had my head down. I go, thank you. I just ripped him out of his hands. And as I'm turning around, I just see both police officers are dying.
Well, first, you don't want those back.
Right.
And second, why would that guy touch that?
No. And then he just goes back to, like, handing people hot dogs or whatever.
This hot dog has a weird flavor to it. Boyfriend had 250 pairs of tidy whities. Let's go to Maggie in North Haven.
Maggie, hi.
250? 250.
I started dating him about 16 years ago, early 40s. He's traveling to Florida off and on, mostly in Florida. So I kind of moved myself right into his apartment. I find about 5 huge laundry bags of clothes. And I'm like, what is this? This is disgusting. I take them to the laundromat, take the whole entire laundromat up, every washer, every dryer. I counted every pair of tidy whities. He had 250 of white tidy whities.
They were all his, right? They were all his, right?
They
were in various sizes, like
this cleaned. Was 16-year-old John.
He cleans for like a team.
Check the basement for missing people.
I was thinking a team.
He stole them?
No, like he works for a team.
Oh, so
250.
But did they all look kind of brand new, where you'd wear them once?
You basically just kept buying them and wearing them, putting them in the bag.
So he wasn't a laundry person.
Right, just, no. Yeah, one and done.
You're like, I'm going to wash these someday, just not this day.
Exactly right.
I'll go out and get more.
He's 57 and he's still wearing the tighty whities.
Oh, we got to talk to him.
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
He needs
it's really your job, Jeff. You should have done this by now.
Yeah.
I can't. You know what? Whatever he does, you let him do what he wants.
No, that's not. But come on.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to look at that.
Yep.
250. I had to start counting. When I got past 30, I go, you know what? I'm counting.
I would just stop after that.
Sometimes when you take your underwear off, that part is like facing you.
Yes.
It's like, it's right there.
Right.
It's like, hi.
Exactly.
I'm the part.
Look at you.
I have the worst job.
I could have been cotton in a great jacket.
Yep.
I could have been some kind of a shirt.
I could have been like a napkin.
I could have been any other part of the underwear.
Right.
But no,
yep.
This is where I end up.
I'm the filter.
It was horrible. But I folded every last one of them in a little perfect little square.
I hope that was the last time you did that for him.
Seriously.
He better be doing his own now.
Well, absolutely. This is way beginning of the relationship 16 years ago.
Well, he gets back from the trip and he looks at what you did. Well, the underwear's clean and folded. It's like, that's it. I found my girl.
Yeah.
That's it.
We've been together since.
All right, that's right. It's like I found the woman.
Right.
That's going to fold up 250 pairs of tighty whities.
Help pay for the washing machine.
Chaz, I agree with you, though. This conversation needs to happen.
Yep.
You got to help him. You got to help him.
We need intervention here.
I don't know how you go for that.
Maggie, let's think this one out. Do you think that things are going to get better with these white underwears as he gets older?
No, I didn't
say
that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Look into the future.
He's 57, set in his ways.
Help him. Help you.
He's going to be the old man with the droopy butt and the tighty whities.
Yeah, but think of it this way.
It's the only thing that's going to save those tighty whities is if his ass droops.
Think of this equation, okay? Chilly night and a sneeze.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you'll have to deal with it.
Yep. Exactly.
You know, AJ, people are eating breakfast right around this time.
Well, that's it, Matt. That's their fault. They're listening.
All right, Maggie. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Have
you
a great Easter.
You too. Thank you.
Wow.
I'm unwrapping a burrito.
Next headline. Reporter claims title of King of the Morons. This happened yesterday at a press conference. The governor was having a press conference about something completely unrelated. And the question came up about what the governor said on the show Wednesday regarding Houston being, quote, butt ugly. We're back to underwear and asses now.
Yep.
So the governor answers the question, does a beautiful job answering the question, but the follow-up cements this guy as king of the morons.
Apologies for the way you described their city.
Look, we had a ball in Houston during the NCAA Final Four. Houston, the people there were incredibly gracious and welcoming for us, and the basketball game was pretty darn good as well. I love the mayor's comments. He said maybe the governor is looking at the wrong end of a beautiful horse, and I guess I resemble that comment, but I want to say more importantly, nothing compares to the beauty of that amazing basketball championship on Monday night.
Chaz and AJ drag you down to their level yesterday morning?
We were joking around.
Did Chaz and AJ drag you down to their level?
Chaz and AJ.
I can't even say AJ.
It's two letters.
Well, it got in his head because as soon as he started saying it, he knew it was going to get played.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to be beep, 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 and people will actually hear me. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep. Let it go, guy.
Teacher, we have 30 seconds left of class. You haven't assigned homework yet.
Get him.
A guy who's responsible for facts doesn't even know the facts of the question. Or just put him aside. Didn't care.
Just let it go. Live your life.
This is proof Ken Dixon doesn't have any friends. Because if he had friends, they'd kind of walk around and say, Ken, you're kind of a dick. You should, like, dial it down.
He needs a Maggie in his life to help him a little bit.
He needs a Maggie to say, like, stop embarrassing yourself.
Yes.
But I heard that. I'm like, I just want to be the fly in his mouth and sting his tongue. He's just such a bastard.
Like, why?
Like, there's
why?
No reason for you to be such a bastard.
Seriously.
Live your life, Kent. It's
yes.
okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of things to play for you here. One, we got to do the Fubble montage, which we didn't get to, and
yep.
Boss Keith's going to sit in on that. One, we were at Shinedown yesterday at Little Pub, and thanks to Little Pub, Maritime Chevrolet, and Shinedown, and the Tribe for coming out. It was
yes.
just a great day.
Fun time.
We had Ruth out talking to the Tribe and getting audio, and there was one moment where she had her phone in her pocket, and it was recording, and she didn't know.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
What crazy thing am I saying?
No one's quite sure yet.
I haven't heard it yet.
No. Same here.
Do you want the short clip or the full clip?
Let's have the full clip.
The full clip. All right.
Do we want the full clip or can we get it done with the
short
clip?
Do I swear?
I guess that's a Ruth question. I also haven't heard this.
I sent one clip. There's a very short clip. It's like 5 seconds.
Okay.
I have that.
First time I've been
I'm Ruth from Chaz and AJ.
No. Wait.
Not that one?
Not that
no.
one.
Okay.
All right.
The one I sent earlier.
I have it.
Yeah. I'm only cutting off because there's swearing there from people in the background.
Thank you.
People didn't listen. He told them. People were signing autographs, but he told them no autographs.
What do I say?
People didn't listen.
People didn't listen.
People didn't listen.
Well, they don't listen.
I got to tell you.
They have to be yelled at because they're not listening.
That's a calm boss, Keith. That's not. He's not even on a fire.
Yeah. I was relatively calm. Everybody was really nice, so I didn't have to yell at anybody.
Yeah, no.
But it was funny. I mean, people were boozing. It was 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I was just going to say. That's boss Keith after at least one Coors Light.
Right,
so.
I had one Coors Light. Listen. Everybody was having drinks. I came back, though. I came back to work.
He did.
I'm just saying, I think for us, that should be our method now before meetings. Right. Make sure you have at least one Bud Light or Coors Light.
But what is work when you come back at 4 p.m. with a Coors Light in you? Is it you having a debate with Alan about movies
really right.
that had cereal boxes in the 1990s?
That's definitely what it is. Yeah. I mean, Alan and I talked about that event for like a half an hour. Then I was like, all right, I got to wrap this up. I got to go home. It's a chicken sandwich time.
Nice.
But yes, I thought it was great yesterday. It was real fun. And what a wild week you've had in general.
Oh, my God.
The viral thing with the governor and this. It's been excellent. I've enjoyed myself.
It's been a weird week.
I sat down
on a panel talking to people about broadcasting and podcasting.
Yeah.
We had a viral moment with the governor. Shinedown. We'll be on stage with them. And then inducted 11 great firefighters into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, hell of a week.
Yeah. That right. What a great
and
week.
Still going on.
Right? So do you want to do the Fubble montage with us real quick? We'll just do a couple clips.
Sure.
Okay. Clip one.
Do I have a choice?
Everyone makes mistakes. Chaz and AJ make a lot.
What the?
The Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven Fubble montage.
Look at the camera.
My eyes are watering.
What's happening? Oh, mousetrap. Wow.
Your Keep face is watering. My sinuses are so clear right now.
That was the wasabi, actually.
Yeah,
oh, that's wasabi. Wow, you've also had a week.
I ate an entire wasabi bowl.
That was
after eating some slimy squid.
After jamming your fingers in mousetraps all morning on Monday.
This one's just starting to heal, finally.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
All the way up into the sinuses.
You should quit. Like, this is too much.
I'm gonna ruin your sinuses in a second.
This isn't fair.
You try and breathe after this one.
The boss says you should quit because he cares about you.
Right, right. It's
I was
not
from
right.
in love.
It was.
And then he threatens to take a swing at me.
Well, yeah. Next clip.
Right, who next you clip. Think's win?
All right, clip two.
Who you think's going to win at Augusta?
Justin Jordan.
Oh, okay. There you go. Heck, is it Dustin? Win.
Dustin Johnson?
Dustin Johnson.
The guy who's going out with Gretzky's daughter.
Dustin Johnson.
Wow.
But Dustin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said Justin. Right. It's Dustin.
You said Justin Jordan.
How?
Is that a
so I was combining different athletes and sports
it's
together.
It's not a bubble.
That was stupidity.
I'll handle this. He had wasabi, too.
Right, that's a great one.
Is that a fumble?
Yes.
Not really a fumble. A fumble is where you're combining words together.
I've argued
You combine sports and athletes together. That's even more impressive.
I've okay, argued that's this true. Since the whole thing began.
All right, next.
Clip three.
Good a movie.
Actually, he was checking out the projectionist. That's
Whoa.
That's a bitch word to say.
Yeah, it really was. So that's, to your point, that's a real flaw where his brain melts.
Couldn't
you can hear it.
Word projectionist out.
You almost just did it again. I heard it
again.
The
again, your sinuses.
Sinuses.
We should get a speech therapist in here or something. You do this for a living.
We had one once, you know, and better? She never returned our call.
Right.
You know what's even better? You pay me for it.
I think we could expense the speech therapist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine, get one.
Right.
Check out the projectionist.
It can't hurt.
It sounds like you're trying to do a show from inside a dryer.
I was thinking check out the projectionist.
I was thinking Porky Pig.
Yeah, that's like when you throw the shoes in the dryer.
Check out the projectionist.
Wait,
or a show producer.
That is totally Porky Pig.
Or a show producer.
When they hired you originally, did they not notice this problem?
It's too late.
This was Eddie Saab's fault,
it's
right?
Too late.
Eddie Saab was in charge
it's
of that?
It's too late. Eddie says too late, too.
Like, didn't he hear your demos and say, like, this guy can't even really
what
speak?
Demo.
Just clip four. Clip four.
Just hand me mics in here. I'm hanging in the bedroom talking, and they're in the, you know, full pajamas, but I guess she didn't.
You tell you're getting flustered.
I can hear how anxious
she is. She didn't have the button top buttoned properly.
Wow. Wow.
He's talking about seeing his sister's boob.
So Eddie just said, like, Chaz, you're pretty good, and this guy who can't speak, like, well, he's fine. You're all hired. That's what happened?
When we were doing the secret meeting at a restaurant, I was doing all the talking to the general manager at the time, Eddie, and it was about a half an hour of us talking. And then AJ's taking a sip of water, and the general manager looks at AJ and says, so what's your story?
I didn't think of them
talking. AJ breathes in.
Oh, God.
And starts choking on water.
Wrong pipe.
And it was about 5 minutes of just him choking.
Oh,
I think that's really a sign
seems
of
right.
What was to come.
In a very quiet restaurant.
This predicted the future.
Check out the projectionist.
Really terrible.
All right, and there's your Flubbles of the Week.
Oh, that was excellent.
If it seems like somebody ran over someone's Jeep in the parking lot later.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.